You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day. Britain's Labour Party is headed towards a landslide victory in the ongoing general elections in the United Kingdom, with the results expected shortly. Exit poll predictions and early trends show that the Conservative Party will be pushed out after 14 years in power. The centre-left Labour Party leader, Keir Starmer, who headed the fiery election campaign for the party, is expected to be the next Prime Minister of the UK. Labour is on course to win about 410 seats in the 650-seat House of Commons and the Conservatives 131, according to the exit poll. Rahul Gandhi, the leader of the opposition in the Lok Sabha, left for Uttar Pradesh's Hathras district early Friday morning to meet with the families of those killed in the stampede earlier this week. 121 people, mostly women, died in the stampede. The Uttar Pradesh police on Thursday arrested six members of the panel that organized the religious event in honor of preacher Bhole Baba. India and China should redouble efforts for complete disengagement of troops and restoring peace and tranquility on the line of actual control as part of efforts to normalize ties, External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar told his Chinese counterpart Wang Yi on Thursday. At a meeting with Wang on the margins of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, SCO, summit in the Kazakhstan capital of Astana, Jaishankar laid out India's imperatives for resolving the border issue, including respecting the LAC, and reiterated that mutual respect, mutual sensitivity, and mutual interest will continue to guide bilateral relations. In 2012, during one of India's Asia Cup matches, Sunil Gavaskar had famously said on commentary, "I think we have glimpsed the future. The future of Indian batting." Rahul Dravid has just called it a day. "We don't know how long Sachin Tendulkar and VVS Lakshman are going to be around. But I think that is a glimpse of India's batting future." He was referring to the sight of a young Virat Kohli and a 24-year-old Rohit Sharma. Kohli, by then, was closing in on completing 4 years in international cricket, while Rohit had a stop-start journey. Mirzapur 3 review. After 4 years, the third season of Mirzapur is back with Ali Fazal and Pankaj Tripathi reprising the roles of Guddu Bhatia and Kaleen Bhatia. This time, the power cards have reshuffled, with Bloodshed and Gore playing a central role. However, aside from some redeeming moments, Mirzapur 3 is all about the fizz and no risk.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.